Welcome to another Wishlist Member Certification Spotlight Interview. My name is Stu McLaren, one of the co-founders of Wishlist Products, and I'm proud to be conducting and hosting these special interviews. During these Spotlight Interviews, we will feature the select few individuals or companies who have successfully completed the Wishlist Member Certification Training Course. This intense and comprehensive training takes people through every step of setting up a membership site using Wishlist Member, from the setup and configuration all the way to the strategy behind the marketing and content creation. These people have demonstrated their understanding and knowledge of Wishlist Member by successfully completing 3 rounds of testing, and they are qualified to support and help others do the same. So with that, let's get to today's Certification Spotlight. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Stu McLaren, co-founder of Wishlist Products. I want to welcome you back to one of our Certification Spotlight interviews. Today, we're going to be talking to Jan Staesgaal. And Jan, I want to welcome you to today's call, and we are looking forward to getting to know you. So how are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you for having me. How are you, Stu?
Pretty good, thanks. Now, for everybody listening, we're probably wondering, who is this guy? Can you give us a little background about yourself and the type of business that you are running?
Yeah, my name is Jan Staesgaal, as you mentioned. I'm coming from Czech Republic. Right now, I'm living in Orange County, California. And basically, my business is about developing a membership site and consulting with people that would like to build a membership site and create a passive income.
Well, so let me ask you, Jan, how did you come to this point? How did you decide on, you know, utilizing membership sites, and how did you decide on creating a business helping other people create membership sites?
You know, I was always interested in computers, and because I'm coming from Czech Republic, we really didn't have a lot there. So I bought my first computer when I was 19, and then I came to U.S. when I was 20, and started my own business. It was a house cleaning business, and I still have it. But last year I went to a business conference to grow my cleaning business, and there was one guy, he was a speaker, his name was Larry Jenkins, and we started talking and we became friends. He has products, and I asked him if I can help him out with, you know, building the website for him, that he can do some stuff for me as well. So kind of bothering there. So I started doing that. First I started with Joomla. Then I found Wishlist and WordPress, and I just loved the way it was, because Joomla was kind of complicated. So I started doing that, and for last year, I've been really into, you know, digging into deep the HTML codes and the PHP files and stuff like that. So basically, I built few membership sites for him. Right now, one of, you know, my clients is Bill Bartman and Jay Abraham. So it's good. It's really good.
Well, certainly with those kinds of clients, I'm sure you've got dug deep into it and got lots of experience. So let me ask you, you mentioned that WordPress was a preferred platform over Joomla because you found it a little easier. Am I right in that?
Yes, that's correct, yeah.
So then when you're combining Wishlist Member with WordPress, did you research a variety of other plugins, or was Wishlist, you know, just one of the ones that you found right out of the gate?
Yeah, a few of them, I don't really remember their names, but going from Joomla and the plugins that they have, I found it really easy to implement it and to learn it, because, you know, I came to Wishlist as almost as a newbie. I'm self-taught, so it took me a while to do everything, but I can consider myself an expert right now. I passed, you know, the certification course for Wishlist with all the stars there, so I think we're good to go.
Yeah, definitely. Now, let me ask you, as you have, you know, certainly set up sites for yourself and for your clients, I'm sure that you've probably come across a variety of different tips and tricks along the way. Would you mind sharing one or two of them with us?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest one, my client, and Wishlist doesn't really do that right now, where you have the hide and show feature on, so everything that's not available for you or you don't have access, it's not shown. But he wanted them to see what's coming up. So that was kind of a challenge. So what we did, we basically created custom sidebars where we're using the hide feature of Wishlist and showing them only active links that are available for them. But in the background, because it's a, you know, custom sidebar, you can have a picture, and the picture shows those inactive links. And every time new links is accessible, the background is covered with the active link. So I think that was one of the biggest things that he appreciated to have like that.
Gotcha. So for everybody listening, I just want to try to paint a picture of what you've done, because I think this is a great tip. So you've created custom sidebars, and now is that for each membership level?
For each product. No, we have custom templates for each page, and that page is that product. And each page has a different custom sidebar. So he has three products, so we built three page templates and three custom sidebars.
I gotcha. And then so that shows upcoming products based on the location of where they are in your site.
Yeah, and it's really good because he has a 14-day trial, and he wanted to tell them that, hey, if you pay, you're going to get the 16th day, you're going to get your bonus, which is unadvertised bonus. And, you know, the only way to do it is to tell them or to show it on the custom sidebar. So now when they log in on the side, they see the first week, then they see all the others, and he has it by day. So the 16th day, he sees that, you know, hey, there is a bonus, so if I stick with it, I'll get a bonus.
Gotcha. I think that's another great tip there, and, you know, giving people an idea of what is coming up, because that serves to create anticipation for the upcoming content, and that's going to help create curiosity to stay on longer, just to be able to access that particular content as well.
Yeah. Other thing that my client wanted was to have an upgrade page, which can get kind of complicated when you have, you know, two or three or more products, and you want to show if it's accessible, show access now or buy now. So then you kind of have to apply a logic to it and start playing with the HTML code. So there was he wanted to have really easy way to upgrade to a different membership level.
Gotcha. And so you did this through creating different upgrade pages?
No, it's actually done on one page, and it's done through the, how do you call those?
The private tags?
Private tags, yes. But the problem was that his products are somehow interconnected. So if they are in this, okay, let me just show you the picture of it. One product has 100 membership levels.
Wow.
Those are power tapes, and it goes for 100 days. Then he has a modular course that has 12 modules. So every time somebody somewhere else, you have to think, hey, they have this or they have that, and if they have this, I want to show them that. So basically what I'm doing is I apply this logic to it and kind of like building layers. So sometimes if somebody understands the HTML code, they can go in and they see all the links there. But what the end user sees on their screen is only the one that I want them to see.
Gotcha. That's very, very cool. That's a really great tip for everybody listening, for sure.
So you're just playing with the layers, and you need to do the margins and stuff like that. So, and you need to make sure that every browser it shows differently. And I found that there is totally different look on Mac or on PC. So, you know, there are two different CSS files for Mac and for regular PC. So it can get a little complicated, but it's possible to do.
Very, very cool. And I think that's a great tip in and of itself. There is certainly taking the time to look at your site in different browsers, because it does always change. And, you know, recently we just found one where, you know, in Firefox and Internet Explorer, it looked great. But in Google, in their particular browser, Chrome, it wasn't looking correct. So there's always, you know, little variances depending on which browser people are using.
Yeah, and then there's an Internet Explorer, and that's just another story by itself.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Jan, I want to thank you so much, certainly for all those great tips. Let me ask you, where can people get in touch with you if they want to connect?
They can go to projectmembership.com. As of right now, I'm offering a 30-minute free consultation. Just watch the little video there and click the button, and the form will show up. Just, you know, enter all your information, and I'll get back.
Very, very cool. And with that, Jan, if somebody's interested in certainly hiring you to help them with their membership site, What kind of services do you offer?
I specialize in WordPress wishlist, of course, and then we have experiences in one shopping cart, QuickPay Pro, which I believe as of right now is probably the best shopping cart for using a wishlist. Because again, my client wanted to have everything automatic, where QuickPay Pro right now has the feature that can create automatically the membership levels and the login information for you once you purchase. And if you want to have upsell series and downsell series, you know, it's a huge plus to have everything automatically done that way.
Right, right. Gotcha. So that's awesome. So people, if they just go to projectmembership.com, they'll be able to get your contact information and also sign up for the free 30-minute consultation.
Yep, that's correct. And other things is, of course, autoresponders, you know, AWeber and GetResponse. We're just moving to GetResponse. And again, it's because the automatic features where somebody signs up, it sends the information to GetResponse, and GetResponse doesn't require confirmation from your clients to click the link to get, you know, the products emails if you have some sequential upgrade.
Gotcha.
You know, at AWeber, if it's done through APIs, AWeber sends out confirmation, they have to go and click. And we were thinking at that point, you know, they're getting receipt that they bought something. If they buy upsell, downsell, they're getting another receipt. Then they're getting all these emails. So it just didn't make sense to go with AWeber on that one.
Right. And I was just going to say, I think that's one of the other advantages, certainly for anybody looking to work with you, Jan, is the sense that you've got experience working with these various shopping carts and autoresponders and really knowing the right one for the right particular project.
Yeah, and, you know, having those high-profile customers, you know, they can be demanding sometimes.
Yeah.
And they're really detail-oriented, so you really have to be on top of your game if you want to keep clients like that happy.
For sure, for sure. Well, Jan, I want to thank you so much for your time. I'm going to do a quick recap, and then I'm going to hand it back to you for any final thoughts. So today we've been talking to Jan Staesgaal, and Jan was telling us certainly how he's built a business, not only creating membership sites, but certainly consulting and helping others do the same. And this really started from a passion and a love for computers, and dating back to when he was a teenager, when he first got his experience with computers, and certainly he utilized them a lot in his own particular business. And this was a cleaning business, which he still has today, but yet that business has grown thanks to certainly incorporating a variety of different online areas. And that's really where Jan's interest and passion for the online component really grew once he began utilizing it in his existing business. And that certainly led him to the point where he began looking to create his own membership sites. And that's certainly how he came across WordPress and Wishlist Member. He was trying to use Joomla prior to that and certainly found it a little technical. And whereas WordPress is certainly much more user-friendly, and combined with Wishlist Member, it was able to provide the solution that he was looking for. Some of the tips that Jan shared with us here today, number one was creating custom sidebars. Certainly creating a custom sidebar will enable you to have a different look and feel based on where the user is within the particular site. So you can only so in certain situations, if you want to have a sidebar that only shows certain links to certain people, that's certainly a way to do it. So that's a great tip there. Second tip from Jan there was previewing upcoming content. Not only is it valuable in the sense that it helps with your retention rate, but it also creates anticipation. So people have certainly content to look forward to. So it's self-serving for you because it certainly helps in terms of increase the stick rate, the rate at which people stay within your membership. But also it's helps serve the customer too because it gives them something to look forward to. And certainly he talked about creating the upgrade page and creating it in a way where you're utilizing the private tags within Wishlist Member. And he said doing it on different conditions based on the member level that they belong to and displaying the appropriate information accordingly for them to upgrade. And he said the other big tip is whenever you're creating a site, always look at your site in multiple browsers because it may look slightly different in one than it does the other, and you'll want to make the appropriate corrections accordingly. As far as services, Jan is available for consultations, and you can get a free 30-minute consultation by visiting his site. That is www.projectmembership.com. projectmembership.com. And Jan helps with all areas of setting up a membership site, from the initial consultation to the actual setup, working with WordPress wishlist member and configuring it accordingly, as well as integrating it with shopping carts and autoresponders like One Shopping Cart, QuickPay Pro, and autoresponders like Aweber and GetResponse. And so certainly contact him if you have any questions or inquiries or needs in terms of somebody helping you get your particular site set up as well. And you can reach him again at www.projectmembership.com. So, Jan, I want to thank you certainly for your time here today. Do you have any final thoughts for everybody listening?
No, I think you summed it up pretty well. Just go to the site, fill out the form, and get the free consultation, and we'll go from there.
Fantastic. Well, Jan, thanks so much for your time here today. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day.
For more information on how you can build your membership site using WordPress, please visit www.wishlistmember.com. That's www.wishlistmember.com. There you will find the solution that thousands of people around the world are using to quickly and easily create and manage their very own membership site. If you like WordPress, then you'll love Wishlist Member. And with our world-class support, tutorials, and help guides, your site will be up faster than ever. And if you need some extra help, be sure to contact our certification team. These people have successfully completed our intense training and are available to help you with any technical aspects, site design, or strategy when it comes to creating a profitable membership site. You'll be able to see the profiles of these people at www.wishlistproducts.com. And by the way, when you do get your site up, let us know, because we love hearing about our successful customers. Until next time, from our entire team at Wishlist Products, we wish you all the best and look forward to working with you soon. Take care.